Colossians chapter 4. Masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts, with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They will make known to you all things which are happening here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justice. These are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are of the circumcision. They have proved to be a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you, and those who are in Laodicea, and those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Greet the brethren who are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the church that is in his house. Now, when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. This salutation by my own hand, Paul. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Amen. And now, a minute with the Word. As Paul closes his letter to the church at Colossae, he instructs them to have this letter read among the church that was at Laodicea. The church at Laodicea was located about 9 miles from Colossae. This was another group of Christians that Paul was concerned for, and wanted them to read this letter as well. As we will later find out in the New Testament from Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22, the church at Laodicea had lost its way. This world has its struggles and its challenges, and if we are not careful and do not pay careful attention to our walk as Christians, we too will lose our way and have our focus turned away from God like the Laodiceans did. Let us learn from their example, and let us have a zeal for God to do good works and stay true to the faith. As Paul told the Christians in Rome, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer. Romans 12, verse 12.